Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Art Rooney II, NFL Network, talked to Steve Wyche and was talking about the Rooney Rule. It's named after his father. And here we go.
And so we need to study what's going on and understand better what's going on and really decide how we improve the situation.
Okay. When the Rooney Rule was first implemented, here were the designs.
The thing I think we have to look at is back when the Rooney Rule was passed and put into effect in 2003, there was a period there where we did see an increase in minority hiring at the head coach position.
Okay. So in this cycle, one minority got a job, right, of the openings, and that's Ron Rivera, the
right.
First job. I'm still trying to figure out what the problem is. Fritz Pollard Alliance come out, and they're going to come out real heavy and say, not enough minorities. Now, I can understand the front office positions, and I can understand those sort of parallel positions. But I don't get how they want head coaches to be head coaches. Like, I'm not understanding
well,
this.
I think in the greater context of what Art Rooney talked to Steve Wyche about yesterday on NFL Network, he made a couple of very interesting and very good points. One was, you know, in the immediate aftermath of the passing of the Rooney Rule, you did see the numbers immediately go up as far as head coaches who were minorities, and that trend seems to have slowed to a point where it's almost reversing itself. And that's a point that Art Rooney made yesterday. He also made a point that, you know, there is a good number of coaches throughout the league who are assistants, maybe not head coaches, assistant coaches and members of staffs throughout the league who are minorities, but it's not working its way up through the system.
Well, I think it is. And here's, you know, you want to know? Steve Wilkes went 3-13. Vance Josephs went 11-21. Hugh Jackson went 11-44. Todd Bowles went 26-41. Leslie Frazier went 21-32. Raheem Morris went 17-31. Mike Singletary went 18-22. Romeo Crennel went 28-55. Herm went 54-74. Lovie Smith was 89-87. So for every Caldwell and Marv and Tomlin and Rivera and Anthony Lynn that you have, we don't often talk about the minority candidates that have had jobs, and just like guys that are white guys, didn't do well, and like, what are you supposed to do? They were given opportunities, earned opportunities, gained sure. opportunities through hard work, and they just didn't coach well. Hugh Jackson went 11-44.
But
Leslie Frazier was 21-32. Like, so there have been, I think, a lot of opportunities, and it gets back to the crux of it for me that it'll always get back to. You just hire the best guy.
Yeah, absolutely. If that's the system that you, if you go through the system properly and you do everything you can, regardless of a coach's color or ethnicity, to find out if he's the best person for the job. Yeah, absolutely. I take Art Rooney at his word and what he said, I take very seriously. If the man who, again, his family's name is on this rule, if he thinks that they could at least sit down and look at, you know, is the requirement of one minority candidate per opening enough? Does it need to be expanded to different positions, not just the head coaching role? Then, you know, I trust that he'll sit down with other people who are part of that diversity committee that he heads.
Well, I challenge people in this cycle then. Who was the name that got screwed?
I can't say for any certainty that anybody got
screwed. That's where I get down
to. Bieniemy is the one name that you hear.
Right, and I think that the argument for Bieniemy can be made that, yes, he should have, and he did get interviews, but he coaches underneath a very big offensive mind, and I think that a lot of people are looking at it like, was that Bieniemy's offense or Andy Reid's offense?
But see, I think the greater question at hand here is there enough opportunity being presented for minority candidates for positions, not just to the head coaching role, but coordinators, whatever. And that's, I think, at the crux of what's being asked by some people is not, oh, did the right people get interviewed or the wrong people get interviewed, or did the right people get advanced into positions or not advanced into positions? It's, is there a problem with taking a step back and looking at the system again and saying, okay, we can do things better, or no, things are being done well enough?
Yeah, like, I guess I just look at life differently. Like, the best candidate when Kevin Colbert retires is Brandon Hunt. Not because he's a black guy, but because he's worked for the Pittsburgh Steelers for a long time, understands how they work, understands the cap, understands player procurement, understands draft, understands the Roonies, understands the Steelers culture, and knows what it's like to run the Pittsburgh Steelers. Brandon Hunt's the best, undeniable candidate for general manager's job in Pittsburgh, no question. Not because he's a black dude, but because he's the guy.
He's also in that sweet spot of the mid-30s. Right, that, I mean, that's who they've hired when they've hired coaches like that.
Let's remove race from it for just a second, okay? Mm-hmm. And your point is a very good one. Brandon Hunt is qualified for the job
if
Kevin Colbert decides to get up and walk away. Would the Steelers be doing themselves a disservice to not cast a very wide net looking for candidates, though? And again, I'm not bringing race into the equation.
Oh, no, I understand.
I'm saying you look everywhere. You turn over every stone in looking for candidates and saying, you know what? We really believe in this guy, but is there someone else out there that we may not have even known about? And I think that's what the Rooney Rule gets at, which is...
It's kind of like I'm not... You make a really good point. But I'm not going to fault Bill Belichick because he hired Steve Belichick and didn't interview everybody else, because he knows him well and knows he has a comfortable working relationship with him. It feels more like people want quotas, hiring quotas, and not necessarily...
I think they want to know that someone... That every stone was turned over. And that...
Then you get into token interviews.
You do, but I understand the problem with that. I do. I'm not saying there's a perfect solution or a perfect fix, but I think if Art Rooney II is going on NFL Network and saying, hey, we do need to take a step back and look at the system and make sure it's working for everybody at every level, not just at the head coaching level, then I trust his word and say, you know what? All right, if he's willing to take a step back and look at it as the head of that diversity committee for the National Football League, then we all should probably be willing to take a step back and ask, just coaching hires in general, are people going about it the right way?
Yeah, and the other side of it, though, is outside of who's the guy, Jerry Richardson or whatever, that was ousted. Mm-hmm. Outside of people like that, like, I just and I'd ask Mr. Rooney this question too, Art the Second. What thrust do people have to not hire the right guy? Do you really believe that owners and presidents and that they're looking at two guys and they're saying, I'm not hiring that man because he's a man of color. I'm not doing it. Like, what initiative do they have, and what drive would they have to not hire the best in a field where it's based on wins and losses? You really tell me right now, as far as coaches, as far as scouting, as far as front office people, people aren't hiring black people because they're black people. Is that happening right now?
Does it happen in other walks of life?
I'm just talking about football right now.
I understand you are, but I'm saying, I look at it as, if something can happen in any other walk of life, then it can certainly happen in the realm of sports and in the realm of the NFL that we're talking about here. You know what I mean?
It could, but
there are those kind of people everywhere, whether we like it or not, including in the NFL.
I find it impossible that it's happening in football, where it's so hell-bent on wins and losses, and everybody can see your wins and losses. Anyway, it's an unbelievable discussion to have. It really is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.